Beginning with when you woke up this morning, you've probably done something dozens, maybe hundreds of times already today without even thinking about it. You've used electricity. Since its invention in the late 1880s, it has revolutionized our world by making many things easier and more convenient. But when our lights go out because of a power outage, then we realize just how crucial this power is. I'm Kevin Boucher, and on this edition of WSIU In Focus, we visit with two people at SIU Carbondale who are involved in a unique project with Ameren, Illinois, designed to keep the lights on.
I'm Wesley Calvert. I'm an associate professor of mathematics, and I'm director of undergraduate programs in the math department at SIUC.
The reason we are talking, this is an interesting prospect. SIU students are working on predicting power grid reliability, and it looks like your department is cooperating with Ameren. Tell us about this unique project.
We want the students to have a good flavor of what it means to work in industry, doing mathematics, doing data science. And so back in the summer, I called around finding some business, Ameren as it turns out, that had some problem that they were willing to turn my students loose on. And so we have a dozen math majors working this semester to try to solve this problem for them.
Can you go ahead and tell us what the problem is?
So they have various ways that they measure how reliable their system is. They would like to be able to deliver completely reliable electrical power 100% of the time to 100% of their customers. In a real world, that's not going to happen, but they'd like to know at least how close they're getting. And they have various measures for how close they're getting that they report every year to their regulatory agency. And they would like to be able to predict in advance, a quarter, a year, 2 years in advance, how reliable their system is going to be. And this is really hard when you realize that a lot of the things you're predicting are weather months and months in advance, whether a squirrel will crawl into some equipment months and months in advance. So in the microscale, you can't do it. Beauty of mathematics for this problem is when you look at a big enough system, a lot of times things get predictable that just aren't predictable in the microscale.
And for one of his students in the class, this is a different learning experience.
This isn't like your ordinary class.
That's Madison Wilderman, a junior studying mathematics at SIU Carbondale.
It's basically almost like a discussion group and a research group where we work on a project that Ameren has given us to predict how the outages are going to occur in a year. So the reliability and different statistical models. A lot of things can go into an outage, like the transformer going out, really bad weather making power lines go down, even animal damage, trees knocking things down. So a lot of that stuff goes wrong.
Okay. So you and your team of students, I assume, then take past statistics, which they keep of how many times the electricity was out and for what reasons, and somehow you plug those stats into a formula and come up with a projected future curve, maybe?
Yes, exactly. So we're given each outage code, like you said, for what goes out, and then we're given the number of customers that go out and how long they're given that they don't have power. And then what we're doing right now is we're modeling the outages to fit a distribution, like a random variable, to see, because we can't we want to predict the future, right? So yeah, we have to use a probability model.
Sure. And along with your models, this just occurred to me, do you incorporate in the expected demand too? Because I assume during the summertime, when everyone's running their air and with global warming, demand for air is going to go out. So that is another factor in the formula?
Exactly. Yes, the supply of that. So especially when it's hot, like you said, people want to run their AC. They want to, you know, get as much ice cream, you know, whatever they need. And even in the winter, too, because all the heat that we use, it's those are the big months where the outages go out.
Okay. And just from talking to you, it's really enjoyable. It looks like, are you having fun?
I am. Yes. This class is super fun. It's definitely one of my favorites I've ever taken. It gives me a really good opportunity to apply my mathematics skills to a real world topic.
But crunching numbers, while important, is just one part of the class. Here's Professor Calvert.
The soft skills are an enormous part of the class. I mean, we can teach very standard traditional classes about how to carry out any kind of regression, hypothesis tests, stochastic modeling, differential equations modeling. We can give very standard classes on that purely internal to SIUC. What's special about this is that they actually have to think, okay, now they've figured out what distribution they think this particular random variable should have. But now they have to explain it to somebody. And they not only have to do that, they have to explain it to somebody not just in language they understand, but in the format in which people in the real world communicate.
And especially with how many real-world opportunities use math, Madison can't hold back her feelings. You love math.
Mm-hmm. I do. I love math for sure.
Professor Calvert points out that the benefits from this unique partnership will not end when the semester is over.
I think any time you have knowledge workers thinking about stuff, trying to learn new stuff, I think humanity benefits. We know more than we did.
For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.